Also complaining about the resolution is the Zimbabwe National Students Union, ZINASU, which says this is a ZANU-PF program, adding, not every youth in the country is ZANU-PF. Every student wishing to go to university or other tertiary institutions in the country would be required to go through the National Youth Service Training Program. Some National Youth Service graduates, popularly known as Green Bombers, have in the past been used by ZANU-PF in its campaigns, particularly targeting opposition supporters. In an interview with Studio 7 in Gweru today, National Spokesperson Brian Duve of the MDCT's Youth Wing said his party opposes and condemns the proposal to revive the National Youth Service Program. The revival of the program was one of the resolutions passed at the recent ZANU-PF Congress after the party's former youth secretary, Absalom Skosana, said the party's youth are in support of the idea. But Duve says it is senseless for ZANU-PF to revive the program when there is an urgent need to revive the economy so youths can get educated and get gainful employment.
We are extremely worried by the irresponsible nature of ZANU-PF. There is no need. We don't need the National Youth Service in Zimbabwe. What we need is creation of jobs, period. And it's actually madness, I think, to actually suggest that in this point in time, their solution to the youth problems is to take them to border gaze training camps to be raped or to rape and be abused there. We just believe it's one of the indicators of the cluelessness of the ZANU-PF government.
Duve also criticized the ZANU-PF government, saying it has failed the youth by not allocating enough money for grants for tertiary students.
As you would realize, they also do not care at all about the youth, as you would see, that they've allocated $1 million to cater for student grants for all universities and colleges in the country and allocate Mugabe $5 million to cater for his friends. And what we are saying is the presidential scholarship must be abandoned with immediate effect, and if President Mugabe wants to take anyone to a tertiary institution, he must use his money from Gushungu Holdings and convert that amount back to the student grants, which will benefit the greater part of the students and the youths in Zimbabwe.
Duve also scoffed at suggestions that ZANU-PF members should be given priority for vacancies in state-owned companies, saying such cronyism is what has caused the collapse of most parastatals or government companies. Duve said jobs in parastatals should be given on the basis of competency, not partisanship. Development Studies lecturer Didmus Dewa of the Zimbabwe Open University, speaking as an independent analyst, said although he agrees that for some jobs it is important to consider expertise rather than an individual's political affiliation, it is not surprising that ZANU-PF wants to reward its supporters.
Worldwide, you have seen that after elections, you find that those that are on the winning side will have its own people in positions of influence, in parastatals, in organizations of influence in that particular country. So to me, it's not something new. The 2008 election saw MDC gaining power in local authorities, and subsequently the party went on to have its own members in the local authorities. So it's not new for ZANU-PF to do the same. But let me hasten to say that there are some jobs that require unique expertise. Such jobs cannot be reserved to a certain political party member.
Dewa also said he sees nothing wrong with the proposed reintroduction of the National Youth Service Program, but said it should not be used to indoctrinate youths with a partisan political ideology.
In Zimbabwe, again, nobody should really make noise about it. But the reason why people probably make noise is the issue around the curriculum, the indoctrination, the inclination of the curriculum towards a specific political party. What we request at this point in time is a revisit of the curriculum so that people are taught to be patriotic, people are taught Ubuntu, people are taught unity, people are taught development, people are taught things that are relevant to their day-to-day needs.
The National Youth Service Program was started in 2001 with the intended aim of empowering youths through life skills and leadership training. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.